Coverage of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine continues on Jaguars.com as we're joined by the defensive coordinator of the Jags, Bob Babich. You've been around this Combine for a few years. How are you?
Yeah, this is the 11th one, so, you know, it's an exciting time. It's always fun to come in and view the prospects that are coming out, you know, that year or so and see a bunch of your fellow coaches.
Gus Bradley said in his press conference at the media center earlier that you would be calling the plays on defense. First of all, did you know that? And how is the communication going between you and Gus?
Well, the communication has been great. And, you know, although Gus said that I'll be calling the defenses, I think, you know, with the whole defensive staff, it's going to be a team effort. And the guys have done a great job up to this point putting together the things that we have. So, you know, that's the way that we felt it would always be.
Let's talk a little bit about your defense now. 4-3 mainly with some 3-4 principles in there. There's a Leo position. Kind of describe your defense for us.
Well, the first thing is we want to be attacking defense. We want to play fast. We want to play physical. We want to be involved in takeaways. We want to get a lot of takeaways. But, you know, it will be, you know, based out of a 4-3 with different things that we can do within the scheme to allow our players to be successful. Mm-hmm.
About the Leo position, where does that come in and kind of describe that spot for us?
Well, the Leo position is it's a pass rushing defensive end that is put in a position where he's going to, you know, get a lot of one-on-ones and where he'll be able to utilize his size and his speed to attack the passer.
Bob Babich is with us, defensive coordinator. You've been around this combine for a while, as you said. You're in the room in the official interviews. What exactly are you looking for in the interview process?
Well, there's some things you want to get from their personal life. You want to tap into their football intelligence, their football IQ, and you also just want to find out in general what type of character they have.
Now, when you're in the room, it's you and probably Jed and Gus and Dave, maybe a few others. Is it just a fire away session? Do you go one after the other?
Well, this is the first time with this group right here, but in the past that's how it's been. You know, whenever you felt like you had a question that you needed to get asked, you were able to interject, and you know, the other people in the interview, you know, come in when they had questions. So it was just a team effort.
We've done a lot of this off-the-field business since you've got to town. I bet you're ready to get on the grass, aren't you?
It'll be fun. I mean, can't wait to get our players in and working with the players in the meeting room on the field. And, you know, putting together our scheme has been a lot of fun. But, you know, when you get out there and you get to practice with the players and you get to teach and you get to running around on the grass, that's what it's all about. And, you know, we're looking forward to. But there are some steps beforehand that we got to take care of.